Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. And it's a good name for the
blues. Now 33 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horne here with me. Johnny Depp plays Donald Trump in a 50-minute comedy that began streaming today on the humor website Funny or Die.
Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp.
That makes him seem a little more handsome, right?
Plays Donald Trump. Who's more handsome, Donald Trump or Johnny Depp?
Oh, Donald, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think Depp's that
good. Are you kidding? If I had a choice between Donald Trump and Johnny Depp, I would take Donald Trump all day long.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Please
tell me. He showers. There's one reason.
Johnny Depp doesn't. He's like Matthew McConaughey. He doesn't shower much.
I'd make an exception for McConaughey, but Johnny Depp, I don't know. He just looks super dirty.
Doity. So.
And kind of boring.
I want you to tell me what you make of this. If I were a lawyer, I'd be wanting to get all over this. There is a national chain called Planet Fitness. That apparently has made instructions to its franchise holders and to the company-owned stores that they not spend a lot of money on changing rooms and showers. So, in some instances, apparently in violation of the law, men and women, if they want to join Planet Fitness, have to shower together, change clothing in the same room, and even go to the bathroom in the same facilities. Now, there are people, this is a trend that, according to the people that run these stores, say that this everybody wants to be treated equally. So we need co-ed restrooms and shower stalls. And even though they can only be used by one person at a time, they are being used by men lining up, going to the shower next, women lining up right behind them, going to the shower next. And so I'm not sure whether I think this is a big deal or not, but I find it interesting because the what they're using as an excuse is that men and women want to be treated equally. So we don't have to buy, we don't have to build two restrooms. We only build one. One shower,
well, I think if
one toilet.
You
one
think
changing
this is
room?
Strange. This is the future.
Yes, it is.
And the reason it's the future is because of the transgender movement.
Yep.
I'm seeing it in California. I live in California. And there's actually going to be an initiative on the ballot that's going to require all businesses, small businesses included. And this is where it gets really difficult because a lot of times small businesses don't have money to make these improvements.
Right.
And it's definitely why I won't support this because I think the fiscal impact is ridiculous. But you're going to be required now to not have men's and ladies' rooms as we know them. You're going to just have everybody uses a bathroom. It's going to be unisex, and it's going to be a lot different. And I'm telling you, this is going to happen time and time again because most people don't want to have to send their kids into a bathroom stall, maybe their girls, their daughters into a bathroom stall, and then have a man who is feeling feminine that day follow right behind them.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do?
Single
we don't go to Planet Fitness.
Everybody.
The times, remember Bob Dylan's song, The Times They Are A-Changin'?
Yeah.
Well, this is it.
It's a new reality.
This is it. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls for the times they are a-changin'. It's going to change everything. This is going to be M or W or T on the stall, and then everybody's going to be together. We want women in the service. We just want equality. I want equality, but do I want to go tinkle? And I'm well, truth be told, and I did this last week, as a matter of fact, we were traveling in Palm Springs, and there was a ladies' room and a men's room.
Yeah.
Ladies' room was open. Men's room was taken. I needed to go.
Uh-oh.
So I went into the ladies' room, locked the door, did what I had to do, walked out.
Yeah, I mean, you lock the door. There's emergencies.
What's the big deal?
The men's room. I get it.
I could have been accused of breaking the law. I could have been arrested for doing that. But what do you say to the police officer?
Well, you could have just said, you know, I felt like a woman today, officer, and they wouldn't have arrested you.
Truly.
That's how crazy we've become. You know, I don't necessarily have a problem. I mean, I work at a place where we have one bathroom. We have two stalls inside of one bathroom. And so we've just kind of made it unisex where if you go in there, you lock the door obviously you're only using one stall at a time, but you still lock the door. Unless sometimes your dad has to go in and then you tinkle with him. Mm-hmm. But that being said, you know, it's not a big deal if that's the situation. But I think there's just a lot of pressure on businesses to try to change everything about the way their stores or their offices are laid out to accommodate this. And I don't know, to have the government involved regulating it really annoys me. Mm. I mean, it's something like I think culture needs to dictate these changes more than anything else.
So in the world that Bernie Sanders is painting, and I don't say this is bad, I think this is good, frankly. Equality is important and good. He said something in his victory speech focused on how women need to have parity. Minorities need to have parity. Yep, they do. First of all, though, they have to overcome in some way, shape, or form the prejudice that's aimed against them by the current thinking, the silly thinking of those men who are in charge of much of the hiring and in charge of much of the businesses and in charge of all of this stuff. Women don't get bonuses the way men do. They don't get paid the way men do. Blacks don't get bonuses the way whites do. Hispanics don't get bonuses the way whites do if they're working in the same circumstances. There's surveys all over the place about this. You can go Google any of these things.
I mean, how come we don't? I mean, you know, why aren't we judging people individually?
Well, thank you.
If I don't, here's what gets me. So Rich and I work together with you.
Yeah.
Let's say Rich does something pretty spectacular for you and you give him $500. Mm-hmm. I don't get the $500.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because I'm a woman that you didn't give me the $500?
No, it's because you didn't do what he did.
Okay, so why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about improvement? I mean, we don't know why women make less money. And look, I will beat the drum for women all over.
There's prejudice against
women. Well, there is, might be some. In some industries, there might be. But I think to make blanket statements, you're not taking into account that sometimes women need flexible schedules because they're trying to do it all and be career women and moms. Sometimes they need to take time off because they need to go have kids. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons for stuff. And I just think it's not fair that we don't explore them all.
Well, but you see, that's where we generalize often, and therefore we get ourselves into a bind. That's what I've objected to all these years, is that we don't give people rewards, if that's what we're talking about, based on how good a job they're doing. You don't get a job because you're black. You get a job because you're good at the job. You don't get a job because you're women. In most instances, however, Jennifer, especially when it comes to women. I can't speak for blacks because I don't know that. I don't know that scenario, but I know that when it comes to women, most of the jobs that I have here on this radio program are better handled by men. I'm sorry, better handled by women involved than men. And I've said this before. I mean, I don't mind. I think I've said this publicly. I don't know if I've said it on the air. Kara is a better board operator. She's better at the controls than Richie is. Now, does she make the kind of money Richie does? No, because she's not running the place. But when it comes to judging her for what she does when she's at the controls in the studio, she's better at it than Rich. So, but what do we take into consideration? That she's a woman or that she's better? I mean, what is the focus? She's not being prejudiced against because she's not getting the same amount of money as Richie is because Richie has a different job. But it includes, so maybe there should be a way of, and I'm probably starting all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
A way of assessing what she does in that particular job versus what Rich does. And there's not a, you know, it's not a blame thing. It just is focus and what's going on. One of the reasons Richie doesn't do it as well is because he's got more on his mind. Mm-hmm. He's got all these other things going on around him. Kara's focus is this program and this job at this moment. But for me, what I'm interested in is how it sounds on the air to the listener. I'm not really concerned that Rich has other things going on. There are other things that Rich does for me in this alignment that we have that Kara isn't responsible for and isn't asked to do. So how do we value all of this stuff? It becomes very confusing.
It gets me so crazy because in the radio industry, I have felt, and I've talked about this here before, I have felt discriminated against as a woman in the talk radio business. And I know that I have been.
Yeah.
at the same, and I know that people don't value female talent as much in talk radio as they value male talent. But what I don't ever want to get into is the idea that I should stop working harder, because I want to create positions for myself. I don't want to run away and go, well, you know what? I can be X, Y, Z. That's what I've achieved, and I'm going to stop trying. Never. I don't want to put that into my head. I think that's what happens when we start saying, I need one woman here, one black person here, because then we take away the will of someone to want to do better and prove people wrong. And I think it's so much a motivator for me that I hate to see our culture go down this road where they say they go into that victim mentality road. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But yep. It drives me nuts.
Go ahead.
You know, I think that most people don't.
This is Kara Schilling, by the
way. Yeah, I think that most people don't want to be just handed the opportunity. I think most people are looking for the equal opportunity. And I just think that, you know, you have to be able to discuss it. And that's what we're doing right now in order to make sure that everyone is given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did Hillary Clinton get where she is, like her or not, without clawing her way to that point? She worked really hard at it. You can take away all you want from her, but she worked and still does work very hard at it because it's a goal. Question why she wants to do it. It's none of my business why she wants to do it. I just know she wants to, and she wants it badly. She's worked very hard at it, and some people say she's cheated, she's lied, whatever. You know, you wouldn't say that about a guy doing the same thing. Wow, he's really aggressive, and he works hard, and he does what it takes to get the job done. All of those things. But when it comes to a woman, yep, she's a cheater and a liar. Okay. There is Jennifer's 100% right, Kara's 100% right. There is a real feeling of prejudice among men who are insecure and undefined. Men who are well-defined and who are secure do not have that problem. I speak and rest my case. It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy trick which will guarantee that people listen to what you have to say? Not as tough as you think. Actually, it's a kind of all in the setup. Here's the science of it. When time is tight, people are usually anxious. They just don't have enough time to get everything done. We're naturally concerned when someone says, can I talk to you? There's a natural knee-jerk response, especially when you're under the gun, and it's how much time will this take? To reduce this natural fear after you say, can I talk to you, immediately say, don't worry, I'll be brief.
Don't you listen to what the man says.
What's the cheap psych trick? This one little line, I'll be brief, reduces anxiety and increases the probability that people will listen to you. But remember, after you say, don't worry, I'll be brief, make sure you are, in fact, brief. Drop me a brief note. I'd love to hear from you. Send it to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As vitamin supplements become more and more necessary while our food quality degrades, old-fashioned vitamin E has reemerged as an interesting new candidate. Between 2-5% of Americans have a liver disease which resembles that of drinking alcoholics, though these people are not drinkers. This condition is marked by fat in the liver and seems mostly to affect America's growing number of obese citizens. Cheap grocery store vitamin E is now showing to help many of those with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, most common to people suffering from obesity. Ironically, the common drugs used to treat this condition actually cause weight gain, whereas vitamin E does not. The more we learn about health, the more it gets confirmed that a low-fat, lean, healthy body performs better in both the long and short term. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This point guard racked up over 8,000 points in his 13-year NBA career, but he may be best remembered as the shortest player to win a slam dunk contest.
A clear crowd favorite who took everyone by surprise, including his teammate and defending champion Dominique Wilkins.
So where is Anthony Spud Webb now? Spud is currently the president of basketball operations for the Texas Legends, the D-League team for the Dallas Mavericks. During the 2011 NBA lockout, he and Dennis Rodman helped coach several women's topless basketball games sponsored by two rival gentlemen's clubs in New York City.
Hi, I'm Gianna, and my position is on top, forward.
Reach in foul on Spud Webb. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Photo Goo. Would you pay $3 to stretch and squish your friends' faces?
Are you some kind of moron?
I didn't think so. Photo Goo. Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, we have 48 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm looking at a picture of Ashley Graham, who is officially a new Sports Illustrated swimsuit model in the new issue.
And the sister of Insta.
Who's your what?
And the sister of Insta.
Instagram?
That's a little joke there.
Fell for that one. Okay, thank you. All right. So here's a lady that wears, she's touted as the first plus-size model to officially pose for this swimsuit issue. And I'm looking at her and the women that I know in my life. And if I said to Meredith that she was a plus-size, and she'd be unhappy because, first of all, she's not. But I'm looking at this woman, and she looks the same. So where do they come up with these crazy rules or what causes plus size? This woman's
plus
no
size
more.
Models are a size 12. That's the standard.
That's ridiculous. I know what a size 12 is. It's not.
Well, the average woman wears a size 14 in this country. That's the average woman's size. And it's just funny that that they make plus size models even less than that. I mean, you would think plus size would mean more than that, right? More than average.
I would have thought so. But the whole thing about curvy models and curvy women, where is it that, and I say this, I guess, lovingly, I don't want to offend anybody, but I don't find anything about women that look like sticks attractive. There's nothing there for me. And maybe I'm, but I think I'm looking for somebody who looks feminine, and I don't see how no shape equals femininity. Which is what Gisele Bündchen-Monglier looks like. Looks like a stick woman.
Oh, she's really hot.
Ah, she's not that hot. No.
She's Tom Brady. Well, they've got to be miserable. They never drink coffee. They never eat a piece of sugar. He's never even had a tomato because it has too much sugar in it. Like, give me a break.
How do you know
all
of that?
Are you so unhappy? I mean, God, I'd rather have some curves and just be happy.
Exactly.
Just
there you are.
Smile. Yep. Come on.
When you're smiling. Adele is very attractive, I think. She had a lot of curves. 51 after on Good Day.